Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
106.5 The End.
No, these teeth are not false. They are real.
The Wake Up Call.
Kevin, Katie, and Ray.
It's War of the Roses on The Wake Up Call. We have Madeline on with us this morning. Good morning, Madeline.
Good morning.
Eric and Madeline have been together for about 4 years. They live together. They have a dog that they consider their kid. Madeline, you were telling us off the air, you've always trusted Eric, but because of being cheated on in the past, you still find yourself going through his email and phone just to ease your mind. You've never found anything until last week. What did you find?
Last week, I actually found a nude picture of another girl on his computer.
Okay.
Do you know who the woman was?
No.
And no other behavior has made you think anything is going on?
No. Like, I thought we were fine.
Well, then let's just stop speculating and do this thing.
All right, Madeline, hang on the phone, okay? We're going to talk to Eric. Katie's going to offer him the roses, and hopefully he sends them to you, okay?
Okay.
It's War of the Roses on the Wake Up Call.
It's War of the Roses on the Wake Up Call.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak with Eric, please?
Yeah, you're speaking to him. What's up?
Great. Eric, this is Christina with... and I'm calling today with a gift that we're offering to all of our valued customers. Today's gift is one dozen long stem red roses, absolutely free. I won't be asking you for a credit card number. You won't see an additional charge on your bill or anything like that. It's just a promotion we're doing to show you how much we appreciate your business. Does this sound like something you'd like to take advantage of today?
Well, it's free?
It's one. Nope,
it's, anything?
Nope, it's 100% free, and it's super easy to get started. All we would need is the first and last name of the person you'd like to send the roses to.
All right, yeah. Let me send it to Madeline.
Okay. And then before I get Madeline's address, you're able to include a personalized card to be delivered with the roses.
Cool.
What would you like that to say?
Can you... this is weird. Can you actually say it's from Rosie? It's our dog. She'll know what I mean. So, yeah, just say I love you from Rosie.
Oh, that's cute. Okay.
Eric, let me interrupt for a second. This is Gavin, Katie, and Rain. We're the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End. You're on a segment that we call War of the Roses. I'm sorry, there's no roses today. Madeline reached out to us, and she asked us to call you and offer you roses. She called because she found something on your phone that was very suspicious, and she thinks you might be cheating. She found a nude photo of a woman in your phone. So the first question we're going to ask is, why do you have a nude photo in your phone?
Okay. I'm a photographer. I got a message from somebody, and he wanted me to take nude photos of them and then send me what they look like and ask what I could do with their form. And they just sent me that picture. That's the only reason why I have it.
Do you do nude photography?
I'm branching out.
You're branching out. Does your girlfriend... Can we just get her back on, please? Because
Hi, Madeline. You're on with Eric.
Hey, baby. Hi. I'm not cheating on you. Baby, I'm not cheating or anything like
no,
that at all.
No, this is literally bullshit, Eric.
Okay, but did he ever mention to you... Hold on, Eric. Hold on. Has he ever said, like, hey, I think I'm going to start branching out into nude photography?
No, and that's why I don't understand why this is happening. You're, like, sneaking behind my back. This is ridiculous. You weren't going to tell me this earlier? I literally found the picture a week ago.
I wanted to get the job before I told you. I don't care what the problem is.
You're not even a real photographer.
Okay.
She said he's not even a real photographer.
No, stop. I don't say that you're not what you are. I am a photographer. I take photos of things and people. This is what I do. You know this is what I do. Don't say that.
That is not what makes someone a photographer. Like, you have to make a livelihood doing it.
Well, first, we don't need to belittle my dreams, okay? This is what I do.
Wow.
This is what I do. I am a photographer, and I don't want anybody to defend me because I didn't do anything wrong.
All right, we're not here to argue whether or not a photographer. So let's talk instead about if somebody hires you. Did you get paid for this, by the way?
We haven't discussed payment yet, but I mean, it's on the table. I'm definitely
okay.
going to.
Okay, so if maybe you will, maybe you won't get paid. Regardless, don't you think shooting a woman naked is something that you should at least run by your girlfriend?
If I get the job, yes. I'm not seeing your open photo.
We need to discuss this before it happens.
Yeah. Strangely, I don't think, I believe everything he's saying. But it does seem like this has to be something, especially if it's not your, and I'm not belittling your dreams. I would never do that.
Thank you.
Okay. But if this is not your career, once you start shooting nude photographs, that does seem like a conversation you need to have with your girlfriend. Would you shoot men nude?
Yes, gladly.
Okay. All right. Well, Gavin, you were looking for somebody.
I was looking for somebody.
Let's work it out. Let's work. I can come to you.
He is a go-getter. I like Eric.
I like this entrepreneurial spirit.
No.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.